Amen and amen. Now, my assignment in the body of Christ has always been to address powerlessness. That's been my assignment all along. I know it. I grew up in the South. I grew up in the time of segregation. I grew up powerless. I grew up with asthma in my life, on my body. And for some reason that shaped me, I've always wanted to address powerlessness. Now, I noticed something. I noticed that God has designed for his people to be in authority here in the earth. So whenever you hear me talk, you're going to hear me speak. I'm going to always interject something that shows that God has placed us in authority. We can see it here as he called Jeremiah. We can see him saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you." Now, this is something that's remarkable with God. It's exciting also because it means that your life has a purpose. It means God knew before you came here, he knew you. He planned for you. You know, people tell us, those that taught us biology said that when your mother and father got together and they were intimate, thousands upon thousands of sperm were swimming toward the egg. One of them made it, the one that formed you. That means you're not a mistake. God meant for you to come. It was for you to get here. And so the Lord says to Jeremiah, "Before you were formed, I knew you." I love a scripture in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, that starts out, and the King James Version said, "Whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate." All right, maybe I need to read that in the NIV to kind of give you a more clearer understanding of that. It just lets us know that God Almighty, you know, you're not here by chance. You know, please don't let the devil lie to you and make you feel like you're just here by chance. You're not just here by chance. You're here, and I'm going to the 29th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. You're not here by chance. You are here because God actually sent you. Here it says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" If God sent me, I need to tell you that you were sent by God. Please do not listen to the lies of the devil and feel like you know, you have no purpose. Oh my God, it was God who selected you to be here. Now, when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, he said to him, I knew you before you were formed in the womb, and I ordained you. This was a mighty thing that he said. I'm going to read that one more time so you can hear this again. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God knew you before you came. "And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you." He made preparations. "And I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations." This is God speaking to Jeremiah, but it has relevance to your life. If you're here, that means you were selected. Now, oftentimes when God has selected us, we don't realize that it was him that decided that we would come. You don't realize that you came because of a choice of God. I don't care how your parents got together. You came because of God's choice, and God has a plan for you. It's already ordained. I was reading something the other day from the Amplified Bible. As I looked at this, it says here in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 10th verse, it says, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand, for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. Oh my God, aren't you glad to know God planned your paths ahead of time? That we should walk in them, living, oh, I love this part of the Amplified Bible. It says, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. This is God who has done this. He has made a plan for your life. And we can see that through Jeremiah. I am so glad that our theme for this year is next. You need to understand that if you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to keep your bags packed. He's not a God that likes to keep doing the things the way he used to do them. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to keep your bags packed because he moves. What he did yesterday, what he did last year, what he did in 2020. Next, it's time for him to do a thing in our lives that he's never done before. As he does that, he reveals more of himself. Now here in this church, we have really talked about having more because this is God we're dealing with. If we're dealing with him, the scripture says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But now let's get back to this predestination part again. The Lord told Jeremiah, he said, and this is insight into your life as well, because I read Romans 8 chapter, whom he foreknew, and everybody he foreknew, he did predestinate. This is God doing it. When God does these things, he makes the plan so that the paths are already ordained. That doesn't mean he forces you. You have to choose. You have to be obedient. But he plans the good life for you. The enemy attacks you, and so many people have committed suicide, thought they have no purpose, no worth. They've committed these, you know, against themselves, not realizing, no, you're here because God chose for you to be here. You have something to do. God gave Jeremiah an assignment. Listen what how the King James Version says. He gave them assignment. He said, see, 10th verse of the first chapter. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and then to build and to plant. Did you know that God has given you authority here in this earth? The scripture tells me that he led captivity captive. Jesus Christ has defeated our ancient foe, Satan. And he led captivity captive, and he put us in charge. Now, if he has defeated our enemy, and if he has publicly shown that the devil is defeated, which he did, he rose from the grave, and guess who he put in charge? He chose you. He put you in charge. Our experience in this life has been experience of those who have been robbed, abused, raped, handled, all kinds of things. But when you get into the Word of God, as you see Jeremiah, you can see God calling out a prophet in the Old Testament. You can see how God does things. This is an example of what God has done for every believer. He called him out. He said, first of all, I knew you before you came. So understand that you are not just something that happened by chance. I knew you before you came. I knew you, and I've already ordained a path for your life. We're fasting now over the next month. We're fasting and giving time before God. Why? Because we're searching out the path that God has planned for us. You have to spend time with God. If you want to know the plan, you got to spend time with God. We're fasting and we're praying and we're laying out before God. Why? Because your destiny is your discovery. God is not just pointing it out to you and saying, you better do this. No, no, no. You have to choose to come this way. Now, when the Lord told Jeremiah, said, I put you over the nations and I put you there. I want you to tear down. I want you to build up. You know what Jeremiah said? What many of us say? This is what he said. In the sixth verse, he says, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Many people feel like they're being humble when they say to the Lord, you know, they lower themselves and humble themselves. And I understand about being humble before the Lord. But you don't want to be humble before Satan. You don't want to be humble before your enemy. Yes, we humble ourselves before the Lord, but look at what the Lord says to him. The Lord said, don't say that. The first thing he does is he gives him excuses. I cannot speak, for I'm a child. Seventh verse, but the Lord said unto me, say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. Now, God has brought you into this world, and things that are surrounding you, they look horrendous. But this is the way our God does things. He will send you into a battle that you cannot win on your own. You can't win on your own. You can win it with him. You can win it as you join yourself to the presence of God Almighty. You can win. Now, in that scripture, the Lord said, he told him what not to say. If you're going to move in your assignment, you cannot allow your mouth to speak your feelings. This is what Jeremiah was feeling talking to God. I'm a child. Yeah, well, you're just talking about the ability you have. But when God joins his ability with yours, he said, never be afraid. When you join your ability with God, you don't have to be afraid ever again. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. Don't say I'm a child. Say what God says. Now, the scripture goes on to say here in this first chapter, the ninth verse, it says, then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. Oh my God. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Woo, glory to God. God put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. Guess who else has God's words in his mouth? You do. His words are creative. His words are powerful. His expectation is that the creative power of his words in your mouth will do the same thing that creative power did in his mouth. Jesus said on one occasion, abide in me, let my words abide in you. You shall then ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Oh my God, do you mean to tell me next? This theme of next mean that we're going to a higher level? Yes, it means we're going to a higher level. When you read about Jeremiah, you're reading about a prophet being called, but understand that you have a similar experience in your calling. God has touched you. He has put his words in your mouth. What do these words do? These words put you above normal circumstances. That doesn't mean you don't have a fight. If you read about Jeremiah's life, you will read as he began to speak and say the things that God told him to say. Oh my God, all hell broke loose. But still, the word of God is so powerful that lies can be told and people can speak things that are not true. But you hold to the word of God and you will see God's word rise to the occasion. Jeremiah went through so much as he spoke the words of God. He went through so much that there was a time in the scripture where he said, I don't want to say this anymore. Whenever he would talk, I mean, he would be arrested. He would be handled by people who had power. And sometimes when God gives you something to say, it's not always received well. Oftentimes people get angry, but that's because God has given you authority. People who are in authority begin to rule. Scriptures tell us that God has put the believer to rule over the things of God's hands. The scriptures tell us that God has given us rule. I think it's Romans, the fifth chapter, tells us that we are to reign in this life as kings. Oh my God. Here is an Old Testament scripture with a prophet hundreds of years ago And yet his calling begins to show us what God has done in our lives this day. He said to him, don't say that you're a child. Begin to say what I said. And then he blessed his lips and his mouth and put God's word in his mouth. When you start speaking God's word, you need to square your shoulders back. You need to hold your head up. Why? Because you're beginning to talk like your daddy. Your daddy is God. He speaks and light chases the darkness back. You can be sick. You can be in pain. And when God gives you a word, the pain may not leave right away, but keep speaking that word and you will see light chase the darkness. Now, in this first chapter, as the Lord gave Jeremiah his word to speak, and this is the word that Jeremiah said, even when I don't want to say it, said it's like fire shut up in my bones. That's the scripture that Jeremiah spoke in. I think it's Jeremiah 20:9. You might want to go there and read that. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? I said unto him, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. What does that mean? When you are called by God, from that point on, as God puts his word in your mouth, you are given authority. We have authority over all the power of darkness. The scriptures tell us that we fight against wickedness in high places. We fight against principalities and powers and all those things. But I want to let you know, the next move of God is for these regions of demons and these powers of darkness not to be over us anymore, for us to take territory. Take the territory. The only reason they're still ruling is because you have not taken your authority. You have not spoken the word of God. Yes, you will have opposition. Yes, forces will come against you, but you have the authority. Why? Because it is God who sent you into the earth. It is God who predestined you. The path that you have are from God. And the scripture says, if God be for us, do you know you were sent by God? You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a prophet. If you got here, God knows that you came and he knew you before you came. It was God that chose you. When you go into conflict, when you go into a situation that you're not quite sure what's going to happen, understand, go back to your birth. Understand that you were sent here by God. It was God that chose you to come into this life. The Lord said to Jeremiah, what do you see? Now, it's important what you say when you are here and when you're called by God. And it's important what you see. What do I mean, what you see? Your imagination is important. You cannot think on everything if you expect for your prayer to come through. You cannot allow yourself to let every thought go through your mind. The weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians 10 chapter says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Now, if you're going to realize that you are sent by God, from this time on, never say to yourself, well, I'm just a child, I'm just weak. No. Recognize that you were sent here by God, no matter whether you're a preacher, prophet, whether you're somebody who just, I don't know, whatever your profession is, understand that you are sent here by God Almighty and you have a path to travel from God, and you just have to recognize that. Some things are not a problem of faith, they are a problem of image. You don't know you were sent, and because you don't know, the devil robs you and he tells you that there's no purpose and no use. But you get into the scriptures and get into the word of God, and you will see it was God that brought you here. And the scripture tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter, if God be for us, oh my Lord, in your worst hour, in the time when it seems like nothing is working out, Let that word come out of your mouth. It will chase darkness. In the time when it seems like you are beset, you're troubled on every side, just let that word come out of your mouth, because that word of God, even in the midst of darkness, is the sword of the Spirit. You have to watch what you allow coming through your mind when you have been called, and understand that you are called by God into this life. Do not let your imagination just run wild. Cast down imaginations. Cast down. Come against those strongholds, those mindsets. How are you going to come against the mindsets? Well, during this time of our consecration, we feed ourselves on the word. We push our plate aside. We understand that we're feeding our spirit man. If you feed your spirit man, you need to understand that it will get stronger than the impulses of your flesh. The only reason that the flesh can rule over spirit is because you fed it more than you fed your spirit man. But because God chose you, you look around, you're the one that got here. I talked about those sperm and the egg. You're the one that got here, and God has predestined you. Take some time, fast and pray before the Lord, and lay out before him. Some of you know how to pray in the spirit with that prayer language that God has given you. That prayer language is a language that begins to speak God's destiny for your life. And the more you pray that, the more it lines you up with the blessings and the assignment God has for your life. I'm just excited about this. Imagination. I know that imagination, for those of you who are moving in the authority of God, imagination is the womb of the Spirit. Did you know that? You can't, if you're going to pray, you got to see yourself healed. If you're going to pray for healing, your imagination has to say what the word says, because it is the womb of the Spirit. What do I mean, the womb of the Spirit? I mean that the picture that you put in your mind when you are saved, when you have made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you are now living and using the word of God. Creative power is now inside you and moving in your life. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. Said, you see that almond branch? Said, you're seeing right. It's important, my friend. It's important that you keep a clear line of communication with God. If there are people that disturb your prayer life, you may have to push them to the side. If there are things that stop you and distract you from keeping a clear line of communication with God, you're going to have to push them aside. If there are things that you love, even the scripture says, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. That seems kind of drastic. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. This is what the scripture said. Jesus said that. Why was he saying that? Because a clear line of communication with God is one of the most important things that you can have. Because since you're called by God, and since you were sent by God, and since you were predestined by God, in order for you to know what the next step is, you're going to have to talk to God. But it's a wonderful thing, because as we talk with God, one thing I love about World Overcomers, when I came here, I mean, I'd been in ministry a long time when I came to this church some years ago. I heard this pastor speak about relationship. Oh, I knew the scriptures. I knew the denominational talk. I knew everything, praise God, about this baptism and infilling and all these other things about, you know, line upon line and precept upon precept. I knew those things. But he spoke of relationship. Relationship. Yes, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. Jeremiah lived a time when he saw Israel go into captivity into Babylon. It must have been a horrific time for him to see his people, his nation, go into captivity to Babylon, and they were cruelly treated. He had to endure that, like some of us are enduring right now. Even in the United States, we're enduring some things that we have never seen before. They are horrific. But it was in that time that God chose for Jeremiah to come forth. And it is in this time, the year 2021, that God has called you forth. Yes, things are happening around you. Yes, things seem that they're in upheaval. But what has he given you? He has given you his word. Remember, in the beginning of the Bible, we see the scripture says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God stepped out, your father stepped out into the middle of darkness. The earth was without form and the void, and darkness was upon the faces of the deep. I don't know why God would be in the midst of darkness. I don't know why that happened. There are all kinds of people who have talked about that. But in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of that void, in the midst of things being in confusion, what did God do? Take note. He spoke. His words chased back the darkness. Please, even if you're in the middle of turmoil, even if things seem dangerous around you, God has touched your mouth with his words. What's that for? That's so you can have a God experience. Why should I have a God experience? Because you are made like God. He made us in his image. He made us in his likeness. We have the image of God. We have the likeness of God. Satan doesn't like that because he wanted to be like God. But God chose you. Hallelujah. You need to praise him. I'm going to praise him all of my life. I love being a part of this. Sometimes, yes, I cry. Sometimes the pain, and I wanted to say this to you. When the word causes you to have some pain and you suffer, don't think that God is not with you. Suffering oftentimes, wounds, are places that God pours more anointing. People who have been wounded, people who have been hurt, people who have been abused are people who have deep wounds. But when you love the Lord, God pours his anointing into deep wounds. You can tell a person who's been through something. When they start talking, there is an anointing. Why? The wounds are filled with the anointing of God, the burden lifting, yoke destroying power of God. I tell you, God chose you. He did. You wouldn't be here if he hadn't selected you to be the one to be here. Now, take his word, study it, let it come out of your mouth. The word of God, the scripture says, the word is God. Coming up through the lips, coming up over the tongue, God Almighty. And he has chosen you to be the one that will minister this great creative force. I think my time is up now. I've got just a couple more minutes, and I want to say to you that if you have received this word and enjoyed this word today, we always encourage you to sow a seed. Sow a seed into the word of God. I often do it, and this year, 2021, I say, okay, God, if I've given 100, I want to give 1,000. I want to give more. I always want to give more because I want to plant seed so I can see the principles of the kingdom work. If this word has blessed you today, we encourage you to sow a seed. I think that you can just sow it to the kingdom. If you sow online to 77977, you can sow your seed, and it will be a blessing to you. It's blessed me. I know it has it will bless you. And my time is up. You be blessed, and I just want you to know that 2020 is the year God has taken us to a higher level. Fasten your seat belts and get ready for the blessings of the Lord.